Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are going to take some of your questions. I know there's a lot of them, but we still have some kind of very interesting news that I need to talk about. So we are doing medicine differently these days, and we're doing medicine over the phone. Doctors are texting patients, giving them emojis. I mean, we're doing things that I think are a liability mess. And sadly, we have a woman who says that her doctor misdiagnosed her and just basically texted her saying, you don't have cancer, and gave her a smiley face. Well, she ends up having colon cancer. And she had to be the one to ask for the test. And I told you guys, look, you know, most of the doctors I work with, the nurse practitioners and PAs, are absolutely fantastic. And I am very grateful to live in a community like Las Vegas, Nevada, that has awesome, awesome doctors. But I see a lot of half-assed stuff. And I see staff miss things. I see staff not do their jobs. I see doctors being distracted, burned out across the United States. And I wonder if that's what happened here, which is why I keep telling you guys and empowering you, if you think you have something wrong, you pursue it. You get a second opinion. You're entitled to that. If your insurance doesn't want to pay for something, but you really, really think you have something wrong, don't let an insurance company decide your life or death, if you're going to live or die. If you think you want a test, if you think something's wrong, you go and get it. So in this case, that made headlines. It involved Christine Braunstein. She's only 48 years old. And she had found the social network, A Band of Wives. And I guess she has a bookstore. She says she eats well, avoids sugar, doesn't drink alcohol. Well, she took an at-home colon cancer test in January because she had some blood in her stool. Now, I told you guys this. Whenever there's blood in the stool, the way I was trained is you need to go in and get a colonoscopy. Hands down, because we need to see where the blood is coming from. Well, now they have these cool tests at home. Well, these tests at home for screening, you know, these tests at home, which save money and save the risk of going through a scope, you know, might not be as accurate if you're actually having bleeding. I mean, you know, there's a chance that there could be a miss. So she took a test. They said the result came back positive, but her doctor wasn't concerned and texted her, quote, you don't have cancer, with a smiley face, and she posted the text. She's a published journalist in Hawaii, and they said, no, I want a colonoscopy anyway. When they did get a colonoscopy, she learned she had stage 3 colorectal cancer and a nearly 2-inch tumor in her rectum. She also had polyps that could be removed, meaning she could have even had more cancer. So she says she thanked God she did the Let's Get Checked Home test, or I would have waited until 50 and have had a bad prognosis. Please do your checkups. 45 is the new 50 for colorectal cancer screening. Cancer is everything, humbly disorienting. I am so grateful for my family and all those supporting me already. Now she's undergoing chemotherapy to shrink the tumor. Hopefully she'll be able to survive this, being stage 3. But I have been very, very frustrated with this idea of, here, you know, all right, if, you know, and I'm also very confused too, because if a colon cancer test came up positive, see, originally one report said it was negative, so the doctor's like, you're good. And she's like, no, I'm not good. I have blood. I want to be sure. So I'm wondering if there's a typo in that article, but the first report I read was that her home test was negative. And so doctor's like, you're good. And she's like, I'm not. There's something wrong with me. I need to get this checked out. But I've seen people with positive blood in their stool tests, and their provider's like, well, you ate meat, right? Well, do it when you didn't eat meat. And I'm very frustrated because I think we have waited way too long to diagnose colon cancer, and especially when you're African-American, I never liked the fact that you're waiting till somebody's 50 years old, because as we've seen, you know, with Chadwick Boseman and multiple people, they when they're younger, they're sadly at higher risk for more aggressive colon cancer and prostate cancer. So the moral to this story, and again, like I said, there's reports saying the at-home test was good, the at-home test wasn't. At-home tests are very cool. At-home tests are fantastic. But as I told you guys with the COVID at-home test, a negative test, to me, doesn't mean jack diddly squat. If you missed your period and your pregnancy test, your at-home pregnancy test is negative, I can't say you're not pregnant until I do the more accurate testing, the blood testing. These at-home tests, some of them aren't FDA-approved. Some of them are not overseen. Look at how we have now a massive ground beef recall because Salmonella got into it. Even something that is supposed to be overseen by government agencies can still have screw-ups in them. So if you have blood in your stool, I'm telling you right now, you go and see the GI doctor. They will then evaluate you if they think you need to have a colonoscopy. Or they could do anoscopy to look at the rectal area. They could do a sigmoidoscopy. But blood in the stool, and some of you say, well, it's a hemorrhoid. Dr. Dahlia, all I have is a hemorrhoid, so that's why I have blood in the stool. Hey, you might have a bleeding hemorrhoid. But my question with that is why do you have the hemorrhoid? Are you a truck driver? Have you been pregnant recently? Or is it because you had to push, because when you were trying to push, there was something in the way, and you had to push so hard to get it around that mass, and then poop? When you have blood, I can't say for sure where it's coming from. And even if you do have bleeding hemorrhoids, why? Why have you had to push? Why are those hemorrhoids there? What is messing with the flow that caused you to have those veins collapse and now you have hemorrhoids? So blood in the stool, hands down. And for medical providers, I know there's a big, big urge for patients, just text me. Well, now your text is all over the place saying you don't have cancer. Anybody with blood in their stool, you need to rule it out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when wars happen, we think back to World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, Persian Gulf War, Afghanistan War. And we look back, and as we read, we think in our minds, it was, I'm going to declare war, I'm going to this battlefield, and then it all happens all of a sudden. And it doesn't. Things that lead to buildup of wars can take years. And so Russia had been for years wanting to invade Ukraine. They took over Crimea pretty easily. They're not being able to take over the rest of the country so easily now. But many people are watching Russia stumble with trying to take over Ukraine, thank God. And they're like, we're not going to be involved in a world war. Russia's too weak. And that's what I hope. I hope that I prayed for that. And people look at Russia as, okay, well, they're just spewing off threats and don't take them seriously. I take them seriously. When Putin threatens nuclear weapons, which he has, to anybody that threatens them, I don't know if he's threatening to hit those who are helping Ukraine per se directly, but if at all Russia gets attacked and they believe it was U.S. or U.K. or France or Poland, they will respond with a nuclear weapon. That's what they've said. Well, it seems to me that we're kind of in this lull where countries are like, well, I don't want to mess with Russia, so as long as I don't go to war with Russia, all I do is give stuff to Ukraine, we're good. Well, that's not always how wars sometimes progress. Wars progress when sanctions happen. And even though we're doing sanctions in an attempt to avoid boots on the ground and nuclear war, they aren't instigating. They can trigger a desire for there to be a battle. And if Russia cuts off countries and they find that the lesser of two evils between starving, lack of energy, is just risking the war to try to get Putin out, war will start. NATO is a fascinating concept of all for one, one for all. Well, the 30 countries in NATO and multiple others now, like Finland and Sweden and Jordan and Ukraine, wanted to apply for membership. Every party has to agree, because if one of those countries goes to war with somebody, they have your back. So if Poland finds that they have no other choice but to have to fight Russia, then NATO countries have to protect them. Now, everybody's saying, well, as long as Russia doesn't send a missile into Poland, we're good. We all get to take a rest. You know, let's go back to watching Netflix. Not entirely. Poland or some of these other countries might be in a position where they have to push back. And the pushback might not be, all right, we're going to meet on a battlefield. You're to the north of the battlefield, we're to the south, and then we'll run to the... It might not be like that. They might have to stop another sort of more discreet and not so apparent assault, and that's when things will blow up. So I've been saying for the longest time, we could be in World War III at any time because of not the, okay, we're ready to fight, but for the more nuanced and less obvious forms of attack. Well, one more prominent and more obvious form of attack is cutting off gas supplies. So Russia has cut off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. They are doing this in response to escalating sanctions that Western countries are imposing on Moscow. Russian state energy giant Gazprom said in a statement today that it had fully halted supplies to Polish gas company PGNiG and Bulgaria's Bulgargaz after they refused to meet a demand by Moscow to pay in rubles rather than euros or dollars. Now, why are they doing that? Well, because the ruble has crashed because of all the sanctions. In fact, Monopoly Money, and I looked at this, I did a little article on Monopoly Money. Monopoly Money, actually one bill of Monopoly Money is worth more than the ruble. So they need their ruble to be of worth. So if you're doing any commerce with Russia, we're not going to take euros. Also, Russia's going to do that because if they think that any euro coming from Russia gets deflated in terms of value, then they don't want euros. They want, you know, they want commerce in rubles. And so while some countries are like, well, we need our gas, others have been kind of going, sitting on the pot. So now Poland and Bulgaria, since they don't want to pay in rubles, they're getting cut off. The European Commission, according to CNN, described the decision to halt supplies as attempted blackmail and said it was coordinating a response among EU member states. So you see, there's responses. They may not be military responses, but everybody is responding to each other. And responses could be escalated. It's a very scary time. I don't want this. I've never wanted this. I want Ukraine safe. I want those people, I want the UN to do their job. Get Ukrainians out of there. I don't understand why we just kind of have this, well, you know, Ukraine's not part of NATO, so we're going to help Ukraine, but we're just going to watch from the sideline. We're going to get involved no matter what. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Europeans can trust that we stand united in full solidarity with the member states impacted in the face of this new challenge. Europeans can count on our full support. So if they're going to be, though, in trouble with their gas pipeline, how do they help Poland? How do they help Bulgaria? PGNiG confirmed Wednesday that they were no longer receiving Russian gas through the Yamal pipeline and accused Gazprom of a breach of contract. It said that it was able to meet its customers' demand for gas despite the cessation of deliveries. Bulgaria's energy ministry said in a statement that paying in rubles was unacceptable and that Bulgargaz has fully fulfilled its obligations and has made all payments required under this contract in a timely manner, diligently, and in accordance with its provisions. So natural gas futures went up about 3% yesterday. European gas prices jumped more than 20%, so prices going back up. And Russia delivered an ultimatum last month to, quote, unfriendly nations that they must pay for their energy in rubles starting April 1 or risk being cut off from vital supplies. The flow of gas, though, has still continued. Now they decide to stop it. Kremlin said payments for gas being delivered at the time of the announcement would be due toward the end of April, beginning May. That's why they didn't shut off the flow of gas, which is nice. The problem is what's the next threat? Could they say, look, we're losing Russian soldiers because you're giving aid to Ukraine. So, no, we're just going to cut you off completely. We don't even care if you pay for the gas or not. Now, right now, Poland and Bulgaria said they have been preparing for the possibility. So far, no businesses or households are unaffected. No restrictive measures have been imposed on gas consumption yet. PGNiG has made preparations to obtain gas from other sources, including working with its other borders and their underground storage facilities. So, our dependence on Russia is going to transition to a less dependence on Russia. We're not as dependent on Russia as we are China. We are going to be so screwed if we go to war with China. But for Russia, we can make good. But Europe is very highly reliant. And so when people say, okay, well, you know, this will end soon and then we'll be buddy-buddy with Russia again, not entirely, because once Europe can figure out a way to not be reliant on Russia, they're never going back. They're never going to be in that position again. So which means Russia has less reason to be friendly with the European neighbors. That took a long time for Germany and the ousting of the Nazi Party and the new regime to then get, countries to work with Germany again and there to be that trust. So it can happen. But it won't happen until the war stops, reparations are made to rebuild Ukraine, and a whole new government is in place in Russia. Again, it could take decades. So we'll keep you posted on that. We also have some other updates. Sadly, I believe another hospital has been struck in Ukraine's Severodonetsk region. Severe damage. Not sure how many people were in the hospital at the time. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank.
It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Colleagues, friends, and family attend the funeral of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden says there will always be those like former Secretary Albright who will fight for freedom.
She was a nexus for the foreign policy community. Always, and I mean always, on top of the latest developments. Always speaking out for democracy. And always the first to sound the alarm about fascism.
Albright died at the age of 84 in March. Mortgage applications to buy a home are falling as rates keep rising. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they've dropped by 8% last week. A MBNA economist calling the drop an indication of potential weakness in home sales in the coming months. This is USA Radio News. Russia is stepping up its economic war with countries in Europe.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Trump administration's COVID-19 response coordinator says transparency is the way to battle pandemics.
Don't just say things to American people, but tell them why. That's how I've battled pandemics for 30 years overseas.
Dr. Deborah Birx explaining that being open with information related to the pandemic is the best way to build trust with the American people. Speaking in support of her new book, Silent Invasion, Dr. Birx says the public wasn't properly informed on how to deal with COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a bombshell report is suggesting that the CDC and FDA, quote, altered COVID guidance and even suppressed findings while under political pressure. Now, this has been suspected that we weren't getting the full story, but investigators from the Watchdog Government Accountability Office apparently is kind of releasing some of these findings. They say a dozen directors and managers were interviewed, and they unearthed allegations of, quote, political interference in scientific reports. raising fears that the research was tampered with. In its 37-page report, the Government Accountability Office warned neither agency had a system in place for reporting allegations of political interference. It also said they had failed to train staff how to spot and report this. Whistleblowers, according to Daily Mail, said they did not speak up at the time, obviously for fear of retaliation. They were unsure also how to report the issues and believed leaders were already aware. Now, I mean, having worked in companies, you see something wrong, you go directly to your manager. And when you try to go above to somebody else, they're like, no, you should have gone to them. But if something never gets done, a lot of times people are like, forget it. I'm not going to go there. So they say, this is just the latest in a growing patchwork of reports suggesting politicians influenced scientific papers during the pandemic for their own ends. They say in the early phase, the White House was accused of waging a war on science. They claim that Donald Trump repeatedly pushed the CDC reports to be amended to support his views. Now, this is their accusation. They say a few respondents from CDC and the FDA stated they felt that the potential political interference they observed resulted in the alteration or suppression of scientific findings. They said some of these respondents believe that this potential political interference may have resulted in the politically motivated alteration of public health guidance or delayed publication of COVID-related findings. The GAO report published last week looked into alongside the National Institutes of Health. That last week looked into the two agencies alongside with NIH, as well as the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. All are part of the Department of Health and Human Services, which in February was branded as high risk for fraud, mismanagement, and abuse by federal investigators. So what is political interference? Well, they define that as when political influences seek to undermine impartiality and professional judgment. Investigators said they also set up an anonymous hotline for 2 months to allow employees to report instances, but they received a few calls. In April last year, an email chain between Trump officials and those at the CDC was revealed that suggested the agency had bowed to pressure and made changes to the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Reports, which is a kind of a weekly notice of numbers. A former scientific advisor to then-President Paul Alexander wrote that he had succeeded in getting the top line in a report changed. He said, small victory, but a victory nonetheless. So, they said one such misrepresentation was on the effectiveness of a blood plasma transfusion for hospitalized COVID patients. They say its press release thundered that the treatment was 35% effective against death, a figure which Trump branded tremendous. A recent report said these types of transfusions are actually useless in the fight against the virus. So, well, this is what I noticed. And again, this is me as a doctor peering out from the outside. Okay? I noticed a couple things. The first thing I noticed was people didn't want to go to the hospital because they didn't want to have a big bill. And when news reported that somebody got a couple $1,000 bill because he wanted to know if he had COVID and he felt like he had the flu, ended up testing positive for the flu, he ended up with, I think, like a $2,300 or $2,500 bill. The U.S. government told hospitals, look, this is what we're going to do. Okay? Because hospitals are like, look, people aren't paying their bills now. If this is a pandemic, what are we going to do? And so the government said, look, if this is a pandemic-related diagnosis, we'll cover it. So if you are evaluating somebody for COVID, we're treating them for COVID, use that diagnosis because you'll get reimbursed. Well, then the numbers went up. And we knew they were going up because of the pandemic, but being a physician, if somebody has a cough and you don't know if it's a pneumonia cough, flu cough, or COVID cough, but you are suggesting they're ruled out for COVID, you put a code down, which you're allowed to do. But then that gives reimbursement. If that person later doesn't have COVID, that code, though, is still in the system because you were evaluating that person for it. So some of the numbers look like we have all these COVID cases. But because the computer, what they were looking at was billing data. were we actually looking at the numbers of people with COVID. The next issue that came up were the deaths. Somebody would have a heart attack and die. They would, coincidentally, test positive for COVID. Well, then, were they in the COVID death pile column? Or were they in the... And in the beginning, they were counting people who had coincidental COVID because there was no way to tell, and we didn't even have testing at the time. And the U.S. government said, I understand why they did that. They said, look, if you suspect it, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. If you suspect COVID could have been involved, you could put that on the death certificate. So there was a big discussion and a big, I guess, criticism that many of our numbers might not be truly accurate. And so I'm not here to say that the Trump administration was not, you know, politically intimidating. You know, I mean, I don't know. This is what this watchdog found. But the Trump administration had to do two things. And I'm not saying this in their defense, but one is they had to calm down the panic. And Trump tried to do that. He might have done it very unconventionally, going, hey, this is the China virus. I'm not that worried. He might have, you know, so there's other ways to calm down the panic. But he wanted to calm down the panic. And two is, you know, can we really actually get the honest-to-God numbers? You know, still, to this day, of these over a million people who have died, how many were just strictly, I was fine, going about my day, I got a cough, I got a fever, turned into COVID. It's not. Many of them had multiple issues. Pneumonia, heart disease, asthma exacerbation. So, sadly, if they think COVID could have contributed to it, it didn't get its own column, which it should have. So we don't really know the true, honest-to-God COVID deaths of taking somebody who never... I mean, the younger individuals, we could assume. But these older individuals, like these nursing home individuals, you know, we're putting them down on the assumption of it, but we can't necessarily say for sure that's what happened. And when somebody goes, oh, our nursing home had multiple deaths, well, nursing homes do, COVID or not. So we really need to know what, you know. So when somebody said that there was a push to have the data changed, was that push to, hey, guys, I don't want the numbers where somebody got hit by a car and they called it COVID. I want the numbers where they were true, honest to God COVID. But since you guys didn't test, can you at least say so? Say, look, this, not, you know, these are people that we are assuming because we had no test and it looked like they had these symptoms. So if that was the sort of quote-unquote intimidation, then that needs to be also. But if they're saying that the administration said, no, erase all the numbers and change it, well, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I love Las Vegas, Nevada. We have some of the most amazing mountains and bike trails and hiking trails, and we have some gorgeous parks. You know, everybody goes, how do you raise a kid in Las Vegas? It was easy. There were good schools, there were parks, there's churches and temples and mosques, there's, I mean, everything a normal city has. I know Las Vegas is all about glitz and all that. Las Vegas has that. And everyone's like, but you're living in the desert. Well, it doesn't seem like the desert because we have a lot of trees and we have lots of grass and flowers and things like that. But we are a desert. And we are having a water shortage. We are in a drought. a bad drought. And we share the Colorado River with multiple states. And so as a result, to try to curtail water use, the governor had suggested that all decorative grass, we don't have any decorative grass on our lawn because a lot of homes after a certain year stop putting in grass, but they put in shrubs, you know, to look green but use less water. But all decorative grass get removed, desert landscaping place to save water. So if you drive around Las Vegas and look at, you know, these homes and neighborhoods, you will see patches of brown and beautiful grass, these blades of grass that were alive and using photosynthesis to swap out, you know, carbon dioxide for oxygen, gone. And I get why the decorative grass has to be removed. Grass, I get that. Because grass uses more water. But what I'm confused about is if we do have such a water shortage, then why are we, you know, encouraging so many people to keep moving in? You know, one toilet flush, I mean, by one person in a household of six that could be moving in, I mean, how much does that strip of grass that we just ripped out offset the toilet flushing, the dishwashing, the laundry, the showering, the bathtub using? And so it is a little confusing for those of us because I live in an amazing city and no doubt people want to move here. We have at least 5,000 people moving per month, possibly more now because of people fleeing California and other more expensive places to live. But if those people are moving in, that's going to really, I think, you know, cause more water demand. You know, in fact, Vegas made the news, again, some good news, on one of the best places for businesses to set up. In fact, it is a best large city to start a business report. This was from Wallet Hub. They published a report, and they compared 100 cities based on 20 metrics in three categories: business environment, access to resources, and business costs. And so Detroit, Michigan had the lowest labor costs. Fremont, California had the highest. North Las Vegas, Nevada, woo-hoo, had the highest availability of human capital. Atlanta, Georgia was found to have the lowest. So the top 10 large cities to start a business this year included, I mean, based on all their metrics, Orlando, Florida, that had all the metrics, Miami, Florida, Laredo, Texas, Durham, North Carolina, Boise, Idaho, Denver, Colorado, Jacksonville, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Tampa, Florida. Now, Florida, they have more water. So Vegas might have not made the top 10 because, obviously, water issues. And California is starting to have issues. As we've seen with California, they've had to now cut outdoor water use to once a week. So if you have grass, you can only water it once a week. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California declared a water shortage emergency and required the cities and water agencies to do cutbacks as of June 1. They say they don't have enough water supplies right now to meet normal demand. Metropolitan Water District also uses water from the Colorado and the State Water Project. So they are trying to supply millions of people using what we're trying to use, not to mention Arizona accesses it, and we rely on the Colorado. We rely on what happens in Colorado. We rely on the snowpack. Not a very good snowpack year after year. So what's going to happen next? Well, what's going to happen next is somebody's going to realize that ripping out a strip of grass might have helped and might decrease water usage, but we are going to be in a lot of trouble. And we keep hearing this. We're in so much trouble with water. We are in so much trouble. But then if we're in so much trouble, I mean, I want to attract businesses. I want Vegas to grow. But I'm just a little concerned that somebody might not be doing the math. And so when you have one of the fastest growing cities and have been acknowledged as a fantastic city in terms of having many people that will work coming, you know, and being recognized for that, then we are going to have more demand on an already low water supply. Those of you who have ever seen Lake Mead, you know, if you watch the Pamela Anderson video, you could already see, like, the limestone, you could already see the water level drop. When you compare that from the 90s to now, it's even more. I don't think anybody's done a recent sex video, so, you know, you'll just have to actually just look at pictures, you know, or go to the Hoover Dam and see it. But Lake Mead, I mean, we are as Lake Powell, multiple water tributaries, they're drying up. We're having issues. So I'm not sure what happens next. And I think it's going to be one of those things. Well, you know how I told you with the boat? You know, we want in America to help everybody who's drowning and get everybody on the boat, but eventually the boat could sink. I wonder if that's going to be what's happening with the Southwest. We're going to be like, yeah, come on in, come on in. We could use your tax dollars. Come on in, come on in. While those of us in the boat are like, but there's not enough water. There's not enough water. I know, bad analogy, because you're in a boat in water, but, you know. And then they're going to be like, all right, you know what, everybody cut. See, nobody asked current Las Vegans going, guys, this is what's going to happen if we have any more people. We're going to probably have to shower less. You know, if it's mellow, let it, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. No toilet flushing during this time of day. I mean, there's going to be rationing with water. Are you guys okay with that? Are you okay with population coming in with us later needing to ration water? Or should we take a vote? Nobody asks our opinion. Just like with the border, nobody asks people's opinion. Are you okay with people coming and living and, you know, jumping and being in your ranch? And are you guys okay with that, you know, in order for us to, you know, be, you know, pro, you know, immigration? I'm a little confused that we might be mismanaging our water. I don't mind removing the grass. I get why you have to do that. My house doesn't have grass. There's all this fake grass around the place. You know, fake grass looks nice. I really wish we did have that ecosystem and environment for the bugs, and I wish we did have more flowers and more lush landscape, but I chose to live in the desert, so you're living in the desert. You can only artificially change your environment. But we have a huge demand in the Southwest, you know, with our water supply. And that's the other thing, too. As California is being more lax with people coming across the border, and, you know, if they're having water issues and restrictions, is more water use going to worsen that? So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. You know, I you know, like the taste of bottled water. It's I don't like sink water. I don't like tap water. And I'll drink it if I'm thirsty, but I'm spoiled. And I like, oh, my God, Voss is delicious, but I can't afford that. But I like Dasani. Dasani tastes good. Still too expensive. So I buy the cheap generic water. And I look at where we're getting our water, and people buy up water, and they buy up water, and you just kind of wonder, you know, where is this water coming from, and what happens when we run out? 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.